Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to long for Him. Allah created you to desire Him. Allah created you for one moment and one moment only. And that moment is the day where you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was in this beautiful city of Medina, and I was sitting with one of my teachers. I was reading a text to him. And the habit of Saudi Arabia in general, not just Medina, is that wherever you're going, even if it's a short distance, you're going to be zooming down. Like it's a 30-kilometer zone, you're driving like 130. So we're going like 130 kilometers an hour. No one's wearing their seatbelts. Very unsafe, very dangerous. And as we're driving away from the university, the teacher halts his car and goes to a sudden break, and I go jerking forward. And I'm like, whoa, what just happened? You know, no one crossed by. No one, you know, there's no reason to stop. Why did he stop? And the sheikh, he stops the car. He gets out of the car. He walks and he does something. And then he comes back into the car. So I couldn't, you know, resist it. I had to ask him, ya sheikh, what was that all about? What did you just do? And he says, you know, Naveed, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he tells us that the lowest form of iman is to remove something harmful from the pathway. And I saw a glass bottle, and I thought to myself, subhanAllah, what if someone gets injured while stepping on it? Or what if due to the heat of the sun, it explodes and like pops a tire or something of that nature? He says, you know, Naveed, the greatest moment in our lives, what we hope for, is that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you never know what that deed is that will allow you one extra second, one extra minute, one extra hour to look at the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for you to express yourself at that time that, oh Allah, I struggled in this world for your sake. Oh Allah, I held on to this deen well like hot coals for your sake. Oh Allah, I sacrificed, I lived, and I died for your sake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being a shukur, the one who appreciates, He will say, oh my slave, for you is this paradise and everything else that your heart covets and desires. My dear brothers and sisters, that is Allah. Long to meet Him, and He will long to meet you.